You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
The problem is that we're silent davka in this area, and we're giving over a terrible message to the children. Every single ma'ariv we say, ki heim chayein v'arachimenu, Torah is a Torah's chayim, is a Torah of life. And then davka, when it comes to an area of life that affects everyone's life, that if it's not dealt with, can cause that life to become perverse and sick and distorted. So with children, we'll tell them, v'chayin b'zmorg, we'll talk about hilchus kashrus, hilchus shabbos. And we'll talk to them about there's a klish malach tel isa, klish malach lis lehet. And we'll talk to them about shnayim oros and metalis. And there's a chazaka like this, and there's a rive like that. And we'll learn with them all of these halachas. But the one thing in their life that from their earliest time, from when they're little boys, that they recognize as being my life, all of a sudden, not a word. And what they begin to pick up is that the Torah is irrelevant. The Torah doesn't speak to my life. And therefore, the stuff that I'm going to hear in Bava Mitzvah, Bava Kama, Allah has Kama Vakama, what does it have to do with me? The one thing in my life where I needed the Torah to talk to me, it never said a word to me. Davke, in the area of my life where I felt life, and I felt that I needed Hashem to help me, Hashem let me down. God forbid. The Torah let me down. There the Torah has nothing to say. My Rebbe never spoke to me about it. My father never spoke to me about it. Who spoke to me about it? The idiot on the bus, right? Or the guy on the television, on the iPhone, spoke to me about it. So they begin to pick up at an early age one thing that's very clear: the Torah is nishta lebedika Torah. It's not a Torah's kind. It's fancy, beautiful, interesting ideas, but it's not talking to me. Because the only thing the kid understands at that age is me, and what they see about me is something weird that's going on in their body. So then the Siv says the Rebbe Yisrael is saying va'amartem aleihem. The Torah's not hiding anything. The Torah is a Torah of life. I created you this way. I want this to be learned deeply. It's a sugi and Torah yisod. I want it to be learned in a tznizdik way, in the right way. I want it with a Rebbe. I want it with a parent. I don't want it on the street. I don't want it in magazines. I don't want it on the internet. But it's a Torah's chayim. And the second that a kid begins to think that there's a part of his life that the Torah does not address, and not only there's a part of his life, but it's what he recognizes as life itself. Because that's the most important thing to a kid, and he doesn't talk to anybody about it. He's embarrassed. He doesn't know what to do. So from that point on, that the kid thinks that there's Torah, and Torah's about animals goring each other and stuff like that, and losing something and returning it. And what about the other stuff? The other stuff is called preetzes. Preetzes was one of the first words of Lashon HaKodesh that I knew. And I didn't hear it from my father. But from the time that I was in school, I heard preetzes. Everything was preetzes. Preetzes, preetzes. And the kid will begin to understand that that subject of the body and of what happens with the body and the inyan of Yosef Tzadik, it's preetzes. Nice people don't think about it. Nice people don't talk about it. So what happens to them is the boys, where do they go? They go outside and they go underground. They go into that mysterious world of the chevra, of the friends, of the magazines, of the internet. Because they got to find out about it. They have to find out about it. It's their life. They don't understand anything else about life. They don't get the economy. They don't get politics. The one thing they get is what's going on. Something weird is happening. All of a sudden, next door neighbor's little girl looks different to me. You know, something's going on. And I'm interested in seeing more of that, you know. And that's what they know. I don't care if it's from Meir Sharm or he's from Montana. Every kid in the world gets that. And if he begins to think that there's Torah, Ad Kan, and then there's preachers, we've lost them. This is what's happening. Rabbi Yisai, this is what's happening. They'll sit on the Gemara Shia. Some of them will even be Mitzuyonim. There are many yeshivas that claim that they only have Mitzuyonim. You don't think that only Rechnis is allowed to talk about those things, right? Whether you're a Mitzuyin or you're not a Mitzuyin, this is what they're thinking about. They could try to forget about it and not think about it, and they could throw themselves into learning. But im hachareish tacharishi. But if we're going to be silent, we're going to lose them. At ubeis ovich taived. We're going to lose them, and we're losing them. There's a beautiful boy who I know personally who last night died. Who died? I was 26, 27 years old, who died. What did he die from? There are all kinds of explanations. But he was dying for the past 15 years. He just died on Shabbos. He died on Shabbos, a beautiful boy. But he's been dying for 15 years. Are you okay? Yeah. Everything all right? Sure. United for learning? Doesn't work to me. How about davening? No. He was dying for 15 years. And yesterday on Shabbos, he died. At ubeis avich toved. Ubeis avich, because we're going to be blamed, because we're the parents and the grandparents. Who else is going to help them? We can't depend upon the therapists. That's for picking up the pieces and trying to put them together later. They're good people. They're doing a lot. We can't watch them die. We can't watch them die.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.